Well, thank you and welcome to a Firefly community call. This will be very brief. We had originally scheduled this call to see a demo of the new Tezos blockchain connector. And there was apparently a slight miscommunication in scheduling. So the team that has built it is not quite ready to demo today, but that's okay. The other reason for calling this community call was that I want to put forward a proposal to add a new maintainer to the team, to the Hyperledger Firefly project related to this blockchain connector. So I've been working, I've been chatting with the folks that have been building the Tezos blockchain connector for Firefly, and I've had a chance to, they've given me read access to the source. So I've been browsing it, and I've just been really pleased with the job that the team has done in putting this connector together. It is based on a pretty recent release of Firefly Transaction Manager and is written in Go and follows many, if not all, of the patterns that have been established in existing Firefly repos. And I think it will fit into the project in a very nice way. And the team behind it is excited about open sourcing the connector. There's a little bit more work to do on the code in the repo itself before it is ready for public access. We are working on that behind the scenes. But in parallel to that, I would like to propose to add Eddie Satterley from OneOf as a maintainer to the Hyperledger Firefly project. And so as per our maintainer policy, I'm making the proposal on this community call, and we will hold a vote at the next community call. If maintainers are not able to make the next call, they can vote ahead of time by sending email. But I would love to hold that vote and get their team officially on board. And I think it'll be really beneficial both for the Hyperledger Firefly project, for this connector, and for their company and everyone involved in that is kind of is backing the Firefly project. So, looking forward to that. That was basically all I wanted to say, and just wanted to get this kind of officially on record and get the ball rolling on bringing on a new maintainer. Chung, Matt, any questions from you guys?
No, thanks, Nico.
I guess I had kind of a really minor question, Nico, which was just sort of having not, you know, I think you've been closely involved with that team. Having not been involved, have you got like a 30-second sort of summary of what they've been doing? Basically, they've been working on this because they plan to use it themselves, or where in the community did this sort of work?
From? Great question. And I think when we get a demo from the team, I think that will be much clearer. But my understanding is from chatting with them is that they have been building this. It is currently closed source. Their company runs Firefly, and they're currently running both Firefly and this connector in production today, and have launched a large customer project on it, and it's live and running, and they have an NFT marketplace, I believe it is, that is built on top of this connector and on Firefly. And so right now it's closed source, but they've been running it, and it's in production, and they plan on opening the source here in very short order. They're targeting mid-September for opening, for donating the source code.
Okay. And one other last question, probably. Can you just remind me, like, making someone a maintainer? I can't remember if then we have a repository specific set of authorities once someone's a maintainer on the different Firefly repos. Is that right?
Yeah. So the way that process works is the vote is to add them as a maintainer to Hyperledger Firefly as a sort of the broader project, not a repo specific thing. That designates them as someone who is a representative of the project and sort of has some role involved and commitment mm-hmm. to the project. Which specific code bases that person is responsible for is that's sort of an offline process that's just left up to the existing owners of each of the repositories. And there's a GitHub team for every repository now. And that team is given write access for that specific repository. So this would be a new repo that would be brought into the project, and we would create a new sub team for this particular repo, and then add Eddie and any others that are interested in being a code owner for that particular repo into that team. That's how that would work.
Okay. Cool. And my final, I promise, final question point. I guess, so the vote, I think we were just talking earlier before the recording started about the next community call, which I think is in 2 weeks' time, is it?
Yeah, so we have our regularly scheduled one, I believe, on September
13th.
Yeah, so it's, yeah.
And so are you proposing that the vote would take place on that call?
I think that's what we should plan on for now. It may be possible that we could schedule one for next week. I need to make sure that people are actually going to be available to attend a call then, though.
Yeah, I guess my thinking was in terms of timings, in terms of, like, you know, it'd be really, really great to see the demo of what they've built. I'm thinking of other people voting from the community might not have a huge amount to go on when they vote. If it's sort of, if the vote happens before a demo and stuff, and it's not a big deal, but I guess it's just sort of, I wonder if there's any chance of the ordering being that there's a demo to the community and the vote follows that rather than the other way around, but it's just a sort of just a thought, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, we had discussed, we were hoping to get the demo today. I agree. I think there should be a demo before a vote regardless, whether that happens next week or the following. Okay. Let me get back to you on that.
That'd be great. Yeah, that's cool. So it's really exciting to have another party getting involved in the project.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, if there are no other questions, then I think that's it for today's call.
Great. Thanks, Nico.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.